我们今天来对道理的做一番温故知新，温习认识的，还有知道一些新颖的东西。
Today, let us review some passages in the scripture and learn something new.
有时候很平凡的事物会显出它奇异的光彩。
Sometimes things that are very ordinary will reveal something that is very wonderful.
有时候很熟悉的圣经，但是我们需要有深读。
Sometimes when we read passages that we're very familiar with, we need to read it very deeply and connect it with the rest of the Bible.
整合，而且呢，明白它真正意义在哪。
And we need to organize it and know what is the true meanings of the passage.
因此呢，我们今天就来查考大家如雷贯耳的这个路德记。
So today we want to study the story of Ruth that everyone knows very well.
从时代背景来说，它是在王朝建立以前的世世时代。
And from a historical context, we see that the story takes place before the kingdom was established in the time of the judges.
那个400年当中，四世纪描写为一个黑暗混乱的时代。
And in the 400 years of the time of the judges, the Bible describes us as a very chaotic and tumultuous time.
但是路德记，这个路德它本身就显出一个异常的光彩。
But in the book of Ruth, the story of Ruth reveals this unusual type of light.
那要是我们每章来做一个总来做一个摘要的话
，And if we look at the main points of each chapter,
那刚好这全书有四章。
We see that in this book there are four chapters.
跟约拿书的四八节也四章，同样的有构造。
And it is in the set up as the same structure of the book of Jonah.
那按照中国的文脉，就做起笔做文章的那个脉络。
And based on the flow of the literature.
那就有起承转合那四个样的步骤。
We see that there is the preface, the body, and the the climax and then the ending.
换句话说，有它的缘起，它的开始。
In other words, it starts with the beginning, the introduction.
然后第二章就转入到承接第一章的事故，然后展开。
And in chapter two, we see that it goes on to the main body of the story.
那第三章就是等于它的转折一个高潮。
And in the third chapter, we see the climax of a story, a turning point.
这一章的法文叫对 dénouement， 就是说一个结尾，一个大圆满。
And in the fourth chapter, we see this is the conclusion. This is the ending.
所以这种起承转合，在欣赏的时候，我们可以看到好像波浪状的，把你从起始到最后的大圆场。
And if we look at the story in the context of the structure, we see that it is like being on the waves, and in the end, we come to a conclusion.
那我们再看它的地名或者人名，也有它的起源说，就是它的原始的意义，就加注在这个名字名称上头。
And when we look at the names of the people and places, we see that these names also bear some meaning.
换句话说，有英文说的 archaeology， 这样 etiology 这样的一个典故在里头。
So in the etymology of the words, we see the meaning of and teachings.
那我们从地名来说，就有伯利恒跟摩亚地。
So in terms of the names of the places, we see that there is Bethlehem and the land of Moab.
然后呢，我们也看到一个运动的方向。
And we also see a direction that they were moving in.
那通常会做离心 （centrifugal） 或者这是向心 （pedal） 这样的动作。
And we see the direction that we can go in.
那这离心就是圣经所惯有的，是背向着神或者走离了、偏差了。
And one type of direction is to depart from God to.Deviate.
那同样道理在旧约圣经突出一个很重要的道理字眼，就是归向、回归。
And in the Bible, we also see the important concept of returning.
就人心或信徒的心，或者是一个人的举止动作的一个离心和向心的一个运转的方向。
So whether the heart of men, the heart of believers, we see we go from being astray and turning back to return to God.
那这个 阅读的路德记第一章有这样的展现。
And in Ruth chapter 1, we see that this is expressed here.
那我们再看人物，很重要就是女子为代表的路德。
When we look at the people in the story, we see that the women here are taking lead.
所以这个圣经的作者就用以路德为中心来展开的叙述。
And so the author of this, the scriptures here uses Ruth as the central figure of the story.
他的代表就叫孝顺，或者是爱心、勤劳。
And what she represents is filial piety, love and diligence.
那另外一个就是波阿斯。
And we also see Boaz.
他也是一个种族的角色。
And he also plays a main role.
因为他的名字本身就代表全能和能力。
And his name itself means authority or power.
那不可忽略的就最重要的也是一个婆婆叫做 Naomi 或者叫做 Mara.
And another important character we cannot neglect is the mother-in-law Naomi or Mara.
神在保守她，那她享受神祝福的时候，她名字是甜美的、甜蜜的，所以叫做 Naomi。
And when God was watching over her and her life was filled with blessings, it was very sweet, and her name was Naomi.
当她从伯利恒就神所属的以色列地到外邦地摩亚，那她的名字就要因为她生活的遭遇称为 Mara 苦楚苦痛了。
And when she moved from the land that God had given her in Bethlehem to the foreign land in Moab, because of the difficulty she faced there, their name is changed to Mara, bitterness.
所以在做离心以后，她必须要向着神做向心的运动的一个方向。
After she had went astray, now she needs to turn back and return to God.
所以我们就单单看人名和地名，何况我们知道的伯利恒的伯就是 Beth， 就是家或者是殿。应该说家就好。
And if we look at the locations, the name of the locations, Bethlehem, Beth itself means house.
比如说我们说伯特利 Beth El, 就是神的殿，天之门，创世记二十八章所记载的。
For example, in Genesis 28, when we look at the name Bethel, it literally means house of God, gate of heaven.
所以说这个 Bethlehem, 就是粮食是面包丰富的这个家的地方。
So the word Bethlehem, it means that this is the house of bread. This is where there was abundance of food.
可惜那这对这个家庭，就Naomi所嫁的这个家庭，因为饥荒，暂时的饥荒，就离去了这个家庭这个地方到外邦地区。
And unfortunately for the family of Naomi, the family that she was married into, because of the temporary famine, they left the place.
所以第一章就描写，不幸在这外邦，这摩亚本来是圣经含着说有被咒诅的、不受祝福的地方。
And unfortunately, in the first chapter, we see that they went to Moab, which is the place that the Bible describes as being cursed. There were no blessings there.
就果然遭殃了。
And we see that calamity fell on them.
一个甜蜜的人变成受苦楚的人。
And a person who was filled with sweetness became a person filled with bitterness.
所以不得不再回乡，回到神所属的这个以色列地。
So they had to return to their home where God resides.
那这个Naomi还有路德，另外很重要的，借着他们的相互的关系来描写神的拣选和人的爱。
And through the relationship of Naomi and Ruth, we also learn the importance of God's election and the love of humans.
所以在第一章我们就看到，当这家人在外邦地就有死伤的悲惨的事。
In chapter 1, when we see that this family in this foreign land had people die.
就剩下一个寡妇，两个儿媳。
And only a widow and two daughters-in-law remain.
婆婆她疼爱他们，就劝着他们，还趁着年轻，不如回乡改嫁吧。
And their mother-in-law loved them very much, so she asked them while they were still young to return to their homes and get remarried.
本来舍不得离开。
And originally they were not willing to leave her.
但是大媳妇就不得不就泪别她的婆婆。
But in the end, the older daughter-in-law, with tears, decided to leave her mother-in-law.
但是路德在这一章第一章里头就说出了令人 震撼而且呢感佩的一句话。
But the other daughter-in-law, Ruth, in chapter 1, spoke words that were very admirable.
尤其在16节到17节他所说的。
In verses 16 and 17,
这变成世上的名句了。
This became a very famous saying.
说你到哪儿，我跟着你到哪儿。
She said, wherever you go, I will go.
那你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Your people shall be my people, your God, my God.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
所以说无论到哪儿，她都愿意跟婆婆来同生死。
So she was telling her that no matter where she goes, she is willing to be with her mother-in-law and die together.
Naomi 受这个话感动，也不得不再不再强求了。
And Naomi was moved by what she said and no longer tried to insist that she get remarried.
所以这一章的这个令人震撼的就是在借着对话来表明心机。
And in this chapter, what is very important to us is we see their motivations and their dialogue.
尤其在六节到十四节这对话，我们把它挂起来就可以看到了。
Starting from verse 6, we see the dialogue between the different people.
那十五节到十八节，那个路德的心意也借着他的对话，他的表白，彰明出来。
And from verses 15 to 18, we also see through Ruth's dialogue that her heart is expressed.
所以最后十九节，他们这三个人就回到自己的故乡伯利恒。
So in verse 19, we see in the end, they return to their home, Bethlehem.
所以这一章就给你一个起头了，故事怎么开展，在这里就可以看它的缘起。
So in this chapter, we see the beginning of the story, we see how things originated.
所以你就要有承接下来，第二章就开始所谓的exposition complication, 这是莎士比亚的五个句。对那个名称了。
And when we move on to the next sequence, we see this is the exposition, the complication in the story.
然后会到达第三章的高潮 climax.
And then in chapter 3, we reach the climax.
那你看到这时候第二章就出现充满了恩慈、关怀他人而且利他主义的这个波阿斯。
And in chapter 2, we see Boaz, who was full of mercy and the care and love for others.
他的对话或他的表白可以看出他的性格。
And through the words that he spoke, we can see what his character is like.
圣经很少来形容容貌，但是借着语言来表达内心。
Very seldom does the Bible describe a person's physical appearance, but we can tell what a person's like through their words.
当你从第一章的苦回到故乡，还得继续来奋斗，求生存。
We see from chapter 1, when they went from bitterness that they faced back to their home to try to survive.
但是第二章你就可以看出，这有承接下来的，要怎么讲这个故事。怎么来展现出来
？Then chapter 2, we see how the story continues.
那我们就进入到一个很美妙的一个图画，就是十岁，好像美国米勒所画的十岁，弯着腰，有点站着，在整理他的麦穗。
And we see a very beautiful scene in chapter 2, and this was also in a painting where Ruth was picking up all the grain that was on the ground.
英文叫做 gleaning, 就 glean, 就是把拾穗，人家掉犁田或者是在收割以后剩下来的，那穷人家去捡那个拾取那个麦穗。
And the English translation used the word gleaning. This is when they went to pick up, all the poor people would go and pick up all the grain that was left over from the harvest.
这一章也代表在描写人间很甜蜜的、很柔和而且非常可亲可爱的一个关系。
And in this chapter, we also see a very loving and beautiful relationship among people depicted.
第一个你可以从那个佃农对这个路德所说的话。
First, we can see the word spoken to Ruth.
他就说：“你就尽管十岁吧，就不要驱赶他了。”
We see that they said to Ruth, "Just go and glean all you want. They will not drive her away."
然后你又看到那个，就是波阿斯从外头回来，经过田间。 他对他的佃农的一个祝福。
And we also see that when Boaz returned to the field, how he blessed his workers.
语言可以表达人的性格，也可以表达人当下的动机。
The words that a person speaks can show their character and their motivation.
那接着你看，那个波阿斯他回来不是好像资本家要求劳动者的一种刻薄。
And we see that when Boaz returned,he was not like a capitalist who was abusing his laborers.
啊，他确实用祝福的关切的话语来向这佃农来打招呼。
But instead, he spoke kindly, and he greeted his workers as reapers.
那时候你也可以看到，佃农也是很崇敬他的佃那个地主。
And we see at the same time, his servants, his reapers, also respected him very much.
也要愿神跟你们同跟你同在，赐福给你的话来回应他。
And they also answered him with the same blessing, saying, "The Lord bless you."
那从这小细节，你就可以看到圣经所强调的，也是神所强调的。你要爱神，你要爱人。
And from these minor details, we also see the lessons that God wants us to learn in the Bible, that not only do we love God, we love men.
所以人间就充满了和谐关爱。
So that in the world, it is filled with care and love.
不但如此，你现在看，那波阿斯在第二章的五节就好奇地问说，那少女是谁？
And in chapter 2, verse 5, we see then Boaz asked his servant, Whose young woman is this?
那仆人就照实的回答说，她是谁的女的媳妇，她怎么样的辛苦来拾穗。
And so the servant explains accurately that this is the daughter-in-law of Naomi who came back from Moab.
那你从八节到十三节。
And from verses 8 to 13,
你就可以看到波阿斯如何的要厚待这个路德。宽厚地对待这路德。
We see how Boaz wanted to treat Ruth kindly and with favor.
也借着他的话语来表明出来了。
And this is also expressed through the words that he spoke.
那你再看，从十四节到十六节以下就描写。
And if we continue reading verses 14 to 16,
连店主主人也跟仆人一起在田间来用食物。
We see that the master, the landowner, was also eating a meal together with his men.
没有位阶或者没有那个大小的分别，而且愿意屈就，愿意来亲近。
We see there wasn't a division of class, there wasn't a division of those who are greater or lesser, but they were all together.
并且吩咐说，佃农说，你们要特别善待这个外乡回来的这个女子。
But instead, Boaz instructed his workers, his reapers, that they need to treat this young woman well.
那这一段就是表明，这波阿斯跟佃农跟也他知道如何的要对待这个路德。
And in this passage, we also see the conversation between Boaz and his workers and how they should treat Ruth.
那么接着十七节到二十二节。
And verses 17 to 22,
这个镜头或这个重点焦点就转向那个 Naomi 跟路德的对话了。
We see the focus now switches to the dialogue between Naomi and Ruth.
那这二三节有一个就是作者他的插白，他的补充说明。
And here we see the narrator of the story makes a commentary here.
那就是说他们。这个路德跟波阿斯的使女常在一处来拾取麦穗，一直到收完的大麦和小麦。
And it says that Ruth continued to glean until they finished harvesting the barley and the wheat.
路德仍旧跟婆婆来同住。
And Ruth continued living with her mother-in-law Naomi.
那这一章我们其实也有他的这犹太。犹太人或以色列人的律法的规定。
And in this chapter, we also see some of the rules and the laws of the Israelites.
那就在利未记十九章所记载的。
This is recorded in Leviticus chapter 19.
从九节到第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
所以利未记十九章第九到第十。
Leviticus 19 verses 9 to 10.
或者是申命记二十四章。
Or Deuteronomy chapter 24,
19-21.
生命记24:19-20. Deuteronomy 24:19-20.
那就记载说, 神规定, 田主和地主, 要吩咐佃农, 他们在收割的时候, 不能特别割取那个田角的角落, 这个, 就留给穷人来拾取。
And in these passages, it records that God specifically instructs the masters of the landowners that when their reapers harvest the land, they need to leave the corners.
那收割完以后，不要再回头再割取那个还没有，刚才没有割尽的那个麦穗。
And when they finish their harvest, their reaping, they should not return to try to reap anything they had missed.
那假如在搬运输的时候掉了，你不要再去捡。
And when they are moving their harvest and any wheat falls on the floor, they should not try to go back and get it.
目的就是要让穷苦的人家来拾穗，可以当他们的日常的食物。
And the purpose is that those who are poor or in hardship, they can go and glean those wheats for their own sustenance.
所以从圣经你可以看到，神或是先知都很注重人道主义或者人性的关怀。
And so from the Bible, we see that God, and through the prophets, we see that God views this human love and care as very important.
尤其以后你看《生命记》就有特别跟摩西律法不同的这人性的关怀或人道主义的加强。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, we see that there is a departure from the Mosaic Law, where we see that there is an emphasis placed on the love we need to show in the world.
所以从利未记19章跟申命24章，你就可以看到这律法来照顾这穷苦弱势的人们。So
whether in Leviticus 19 or Deuteronomy 24, we see the law tells us that we need to take care of those who are poor and in need.
不是选民的外邦人和寄居的穷苦人家都可以享受神所规定的，你可以拾穗。
The foreigners, the strangers who are not Israelites, they were still able to enjoy the blessings that God had given, that they are able to glean all the harvest that had fell on the threshing floor.
那第三章我们进入到这个故事的转折点，就应该是高潮了。And
in chapter 3, we see that this is the turning point of the story, the climax of the story.
婆婆看到媳妇还是孤寡一个人。
When the mother-in-law sees that her daughter-in-law is still unmarried,
能够设身处地，也寄同情跟怜悯的心了。She
had compassion and sympathized with her.
就想办法说，既然地主善待你，他也应该按着当时以色列有个律法，那这样来看看是不是能够行得通。
And when she sees that the master of the field is kind to her, she wants to see if, according to the law of the Israelites, they can do something about it.
让这个路德有一个栖身、终身可的一个归宿。
So that Ruth is able to find someone to take care of her.
所以要促成这个Naomi跟路德，跟那个波阿斯的那个成婚呐，所以，路德跟波阿斯的成婚，所以Naomi就出来一个妙计。And
in order to try to support the marriage of Ruth and Boaz, Naomi thought of a method.
那就当就是说，你当夜要在波阿，在他们都在田面是睡做过夜的，所以你那天晚上就。 他被盖的时候，你就钻到他的脚下，就这样子擦身，就这样互相平行的躺着，按不同方位的躺着。And
because at night time, they would be sleeping on the threshing floor. So Naomi instructed Ruth that at night time you should go and lie on the feet of Boaz.
那一个被盖靠近主人的身边，已经表示要投靠的意思了。And
when you lie down by the side of the master, you are already expressing your intentions to belong to them.
因为他有一个cover，要被盖着，另外靠近，一定要依偎于你，寄托于你，那终身的大事。
When they show that they want to be covered with the same blanket and close together, they're showing their intent to be with them forever.
波斯发现了, 当然很惊奇。
So when Boaz noticed what was happening, he was very surprised.
那他也知道说路德的心意了。
And because of this, he knows Ruth's intent.
也知道他的为什么投靠他的象征的意象是什么。
And he also knows that she wants to be with him.
所以这时候就要展开要实现 以色列人的一个律法。
So at this time, then they need to go forward and practice the law of the Jews.
那就利未记25章。
This is in Leviticus chapter 25.
从25节到55节。
And verse 25 to
55.
55.
这里是描写一种一个男士他伤亡了，去世了。
Here it talks about when a man is deceased and passes away.
那有两件事情要解决。
There are two things that they need to take care of.
一个他的土地要怎么处置。
They need to decide how to handle his property.
第二个他的遗孀。 就是他所遗留下的寡妇怎么处理。
And the second is how they need to handle his widow.
因此呢，这个立位记25章就规定有一个叫做levirate marriage那种方法。
And in Leviticus chapter 25, it requires them that they need to have this a marriage where the kinsman redeems them.
换句话说，土地要赎，那个遗孀要娶，被娶，这样的规定。
It is a regulation where their property and their widow needs to come into the possession of another.
那这个就需要解决。
So this is something that they needed to do.
那所以说从3节到6节，你看到那个路德记的这个第三章。
So in Ruth chapter 3, verses 3 to 6,
你就可以看到要进行这件事。
We see that this is what they were going to do.
那么7节，那再来一个作者的插白，他的补充说明。
Or in chapter 4, verse 7, then the author makes this commentary.
所以他们就需要，要使这个法律有功效，而且他们两个要成婚，要证明，就证他的名义。
So in order to bring this law into effect and for them to be married, they needed to do this.
所以就进到第四章要如何解决这个结论。
And so then we come into chapter 4 and how they needed to come to a conclusion.
那么我们就有一个地点，就是城门，就城门口的城门。
So now we see the location of the story is at the city gates.
那城门在旧约圣经也有它的特定的意义。
In the Old Testament times, the city gates bears its own significance.
通常像马太十一章所描写的孩童在城门的广场来游戏。
Sometimes in Luke, like in Luke chapter 11, it describes that the children will play in the area of the city gates.
那再来呢，城门也是政府照令宣布。
And the gates are also where the government would have any announcements or declarations.
就好像欧洲的这个教堂外头的广场一样的，他们做完了礼拜就要做市集，要做买卖，市场的买卖。
Just like the city square before the cathedrals and chapels in Europe after their services, then they need to go there to go do their business.
你看到的水，那个好像自来水的水管。 洗了以后就要开始做交易了。So
we see that after they wash their hands from the fountain there, they'll need to start conducting business.
那更重要的，这个城门口就是这个地区的长老他在那里坐着来接受诉讼，所以他要听聆听他们的那个案件。
And even more importantly, the city gates are where the elders of the city would be seated and people would bring their issues to them and they can listen and make a judgment.
就等于说这些长老变成我们现代, 这个法官的现代意义。
So the elders are equivalent to the modern day judges.
那他们就听取, 然后判断案, 然后就交代事情。
So they would listen to the issues that were brought before them, and they would make a decision.
所以他们具有这个地方谋略啊，给谋略了断案啊，说然后给其他来解决问题。
So their job is to provide counsel and to give advice and to solve problems.
啊，所以说你看到这特定的地点，也就是波阿斯跟路德他们这个关系要澄清、要证明、要正式变为名实相符的。
So we see that this is a designated location, the city gates. This is where Ruth and Boaz needed to come to make their marriage legal.
这个时候呢，波斯要解决就是这个拿奥米的夫家，还有一个就是最亲至亲的一个亲属。
And one of the issues that Boaz needed to resolve is that Naomi's family had a closer relative.
因为这个字啊，亲属应该尽这赎地，是把土地赎回来，要娶兄死弟继娶其嫂的这样的一个那个义务。
So the closer relative had the obligation to redeem all the possessions and the family members of the of Naomi's sons.
换句话说，大哥死了，大嫂嫁给二哥。
For example, if the older brother had died, his widow would be married to the younger brother.
万一二哥死了，第三弟要娶这个大嫂。
And if the second brother had also died, then the third brother would need to marry the widow of the first brother.
那娶的人也要赎，假定有欠债，有什么要解决的债务，要替他解决，土地要赎回来。
And the relative that redeems all the property and people of the person who is deceased also need to take on all the debts and any obligations they have.
这就是利未记25章刚才25节到55节说的，在 Levirate。Marriage 这样的一个习惯习俗或法律
the law that was laid out in Leviticus chapter 25.
那这位至亲的亲属他推卸了不敢当了不敢担待了
But here we see the closest relative did not want to bear these obligations.
所以又出现一个当时的习俗
So we see another custom of the time.
当时有人要是看到灾殃的事情要避灾一定要吐口水像那个新约里头有记载或者新约后头的文载有记载
And during that time, just like in the New Testament times, if someone wanted to avoid some sort of things that they don't like, they would just spit on the ground.
那你要跟他结盟要提缔约那你有时候要守相交之礼。
And if you want to form an alliance, you want to have an agreement, you need to also practice another ritual.
那再来呢现在讲你要了结断绝这个事情那你就脱鞋丢的比如说从此跟我无关啊，这样的一个表态。
But if you want to be cut off from your obligation and you don't want anything to do with this, you would take off your sandal and to show you want to be cut off from it.
那这位至亲的亲属就用这个脱鞋丢掉的一个动作来表示说，从此跟我无关啊。那换句话说，路德可以合法的、合情的、合理的来嫁给这个波阿斯。
So the close relative decided to take off his sandal to show that he no longer wants to redeem all the possessions and the people. He doesn't want anything to do with it. And henceforth, Boaz can legally marry Ruth.
所以变成在众人的长老的面前见证说这件事情。
And all the elders and the people there bore witness to this.
然后呢长老就为这桩将要澄清的事情来祝福他们。And then 也以神为中心也以他们的幸福来关爱。
And the elders then blessed this marriage and blessed it on behalf of God.
说着说着就大圆满结果呢他们澄清以后在第几代就生了大卫就变成救主的始祖那的祖宗了。
And we see after this happy ending to the story, then we see that after their children are born, eventually they became their descendants is King David.
在新约的族谱里头就出现这对事情。
And in the genealogy listed in the New Testament, we also see the story.
而且对以色列民族历史来说，这是一个很重要的关键，因为要从路德、波阿斯要出现这大卫。
And for the Israelites, this is a very significant event in their history because it is from Ruth and Boaz that David was born. And David, King David becomes the ancestor of the Savior that will come later.
所以耶稣被称为大卫的子孙啊，可怜我们吧，大卫的子孙啊，就是他要做弥赛亚王国的主，的王。
So when Lord Jesus was referred to as the Son of David, when people called out to him saying, Son of David, have mercy, they're referring to as the Messiah from David's lineage.
他要很雄壮的凯旋式的进入圣城来完成他施加的事工。
So he needed to march into the city of Jerusalem in victory to do his work.
那他受死复活升天以后，圣灵降临，要建立属灵的王国。
And after he died and was buried and was resurrected and raised up, he will establish a heavenly kingdom. So in Isaiah, David is referred to this, the root of righteousness.
The branch of righteousness.
And because the Savior, the Messiah, comes from the line of David. This is looking at it from the spiritual standpoint. If we have the opportunity, we can study the Messianic movement and see the importance of David in this
role.
And from a spiritual standpoint, we see that Lord Jesus is
the key.
And from this, we can go through the beginning, the exposition, the climax, and the conclusion. So let's look at some of the key points here.
一个就是你可以看到每一个人他充满了恩慈，关爱他人的善良的心。
One of the things we see is that all the characters had shown love and care to one another. First, we see the relationship between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
其实啊，十年河川熬成河，那十年婆婆熬成，十年媳妇熬成婆，那个婆媳关系已经是历代来的一个很难以处理棘手的问题。
And we see that the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law is actually a relationship that is focused on throughout history.
里头用一个苦，一种bitterness，就互相关系的那苦毒，这样可以来描写的。And
oftentimes this relationship is described as something that is very bitter and poisonous.
虐待了，恶待了，不孝敬了，或者要陷害了。 这样的婆媳之间的纠纷跟仇恨。And
there are often a lot of conflicts where there is a lot of abuse and disobedience and attacks.
但是圣经借着这两位这婆媳显示出人间应该是和谐的幸福的相处。But
the Bible uses the relationship between this set of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law to show the right type of relationship.
你查考那个Naomi讲的每一句话。
When we study every word that Naomi speaks,
we see
that she always speaks from a mind of understanding and care and intent to treat Ruth well.
那你再看到她的媳妇,
and then we look at her daughter-in-law.
我们可以说她是孝顺的媳妇，孝媳，奇女子。
We can say that she is a very exemplary daughter-in-law who is very filial.
可以说是历代以来你要找出这样贤惠的这个女子，大概要以路德为标准。And
so if we look at the wise and a very good daughter-in-law, the best example is probably Ruth.
那我们再看第三个最重要的男主角。
And then when we look at the third character,
the male character,
we see that he is the manifestation of love and kindness.
所以说他们所表现的,
so when we look at all the things that they have practiced, they become the examples that mankind should pursue after.
祝福,愿神得到颂赞,神赐福给你了。
They said, he blesses his workers, saying, the Lord be with you.
你们吃饭了没? 来,我们一起来吃,一起来坐席。
He would ask his workers, have you eaten yet? Let us eat together.
哎呀,要善待这个可怜的外邦人,要特别 给他丰富的这个麦穗。
And he would tell his workers, we need to show kindness to the stranger leave some extra wheat for her to glean.
所以你看地主佃农婆媳或者这两主人和其他人的相互的一个交错。
And so we see the relationship between this landowner and his workers and the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
这可以给今天的混乱的世界做一个警钟了。
And this can bring some guidance to this very messed up world today.
所以当那个以赛亚书58章有讲真正的禁食，有提出一个很大的一个重点。
So in Isaiah chapter 58, when it talks about true fasting, it mentions something very important.
我们来翻一下。
Let's go to that passage.
以赛亚书的58章论真正的禁食。
Isaiah chapter 58 talks about true fasting.
这跟马太第六章主耶稣批判犹太人虔诚的三大内容一样的意思。And
this is also the same lesson that Lord Jesus has given the Israelites in Matthew chapter 6.
马太那里记载主耶稣批判那种祷告要显要给人家看，施舍要让人知道来夸耀他。And
Matthew chapter 6, Lord Jesus rebuked those who was hypocritical in their prayer and only did it for others to see.
禁食要愁眉苦脸的，我在禁食，我很虔诚。
And whenever they fast, they try to disfigure their faces and make themselves look bad so everybody knows they are fasting.
这种是外表的虔诚，不是出自内心。
This is only external godliness. It is not coming from within.
所以要真正从内心发出。
But godliness needs to come from the heart.
那么以赛亚书58章也是这样子。
So Isaiah chapter 58 tells us the same thing.
那特别在中间有一句话。
And especially in the middle of the chapter,
6节到8节,
verses 6 to 8,
不要那个凶恶的绳子捆绑别人。
We need to not bind others with...
你要让人家有自由自如的。
To bond the wickedness, we need to set other people free.
要把你的食物的饼或者食物了面包了，要分给饥饿的人。
We need to share our bread with the hungry.
将漂流的这穷人接到家中。
To bring the poor who are cast out into our house.
缺少衣服的你给他衣装。
Those who lack clothing, we need to clothe them.
这样的话就是说你有这怜悯心，有照顾别人的。
And this means you need to have compassion and you need to take care of others.
就是利他主义, altruism, 利他主义。
This is altruism.
那这种是神特别赞许。
And this is what God really wants us to do.
而且你照主耶稣所说的这个终末，就神末日审判。
And when we look at what Lord Jesus said about the end times,
尤其在25章就提出来。
Especially in Matthew 25,
把羊分出山羊跟绵羊这样的一个代表意义以后,
he talks about how the sheep and the goat will be separated.
那就等于说把义人跟歹人也分出来以后,
that means when the righteous and the wicked are separated,
那这审判主说一句很重要。
And the Lord who judges says something very important.
就是义人真的像刚才说的，去眷顾别人，去关怀别人，真的实际行动去来接济别人。
The Lord describes the righteous as those who are does the things that we just read in Isaiah, that those who truly take action to help others.
义人回答说：“我没有啊。”那个主就说：“你就一杯凉水，就你到监牢去监看那个。” 被受囚禁的，那就是义人应该有的动作。
And those who are righteous said, oh, Lord, we didn't do any of these. But the Lord said to them that even when you bring a drink to those who are thirsty, then you're doing this.
所以这个圣经所描写的神的恩慈、怜悯 compassion 也到人间，也应该有着怜悯的心。 良善、怜悯、恩慈。
And what the Bible is telling us is that the compassion of God should also come into the world.
这是神的主属性，也是人信徒应该彰显的美德。
And this is the nature of God. This is also the virtues that as believers we need to have.
所以我们查考这本书啊。
So when we study this book,
起承转合的文脉。
When we look at the structure of the story, the beginning, the exposition, the climax, and the conclusion,
地名、人名的象征意义,
when we look at the meanings of the places and the people,
从丰富之家到了外邦受苦的一个惨痛经验,
when we see they go through this painful experience of going from the house of bread to a cursed land,
你再从成双成对的对话看出人的性格,
and from all their conversations and dialogue, we can see their characters.
一切美德的进展现在他们的举止、动作跟话语当中。
And we see through all their actions and behaviors and words, their virtues are shown.
这一章我们看到实际生活的写照。
So in this book, we also see how life should be.
十岁了，婆媳之间啊，店主跟
We see the practical aspects of daily lives, how the workers are working in the field, the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law are need to live.
我们也看到习俗,
we also see the customs of the land.
我们也看到神的律法, 彰显在人间,
we also see the laws of God being exercised in the world.
十岁的精神,
also the spirit of gleaning the wheat.
凶死地取其少的这个风气的这个要求。
And also the requirements of the close relatives needing to redeem the possessions and the people of his deceased relative.
而且经过这个起程转，你到最后的大圆场，神 的恩典，神丰富的祝福就展现出来。
And through the entire story, at the end, we see the blessing, the abundance of God.
所以我们感谢神，温故而知新。
So we thank God for providing these teachings.
知道这个旧的，已经知道的故事。
So that we can review this story that we already know.
学习常常履新的神的教训。
So we can learn from the teachings of God.
而且从圣经的其他经节可以知道一些神的法律或者人间的一些习俗。
And from different passages of the Bible, we can learn about the laws of God and some customs.
所以读完以后，我们满心得到欣慰，得到一种满足。
So when we finish reading all of these passages, we are satisfied.
更加仰望神的恩慈。
And we look even more to the grace of God.
人的关爱, 同时我们要施舍。
And the love that people show with each other, we also need to be willing to give.
所以成堆的见证, 成堆的教训, 都让我们在神的道理上得到很大的造就了。
So that through all of the testimonies and teachings, we can be edified.
啊，我们唱诗 235首。
Let us sing hymn 235. And the book of Ruth, the book of Jonah, and also
40章到60章的以赛亚书,
and chapters 40 to 60 in the book of Isaiah.
都有一个重要的主题, 然后重要的一个提示,
there's an important theme, an important reminder.
就是外邦要进入到神的恩典, 神的国度来,
and that is the Gentiles, the foreigners, will also enter into God's kingdom.
这是福音的本分, 也是福音传扬的一个幅度,
and this is also one of the main points of the gospel.
从耶路撒冷犹大地到耶路撒冷撒玛利亚, 一直到叙利亚, 到土耳其, 一直向大地中还在开展。
We see from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to all the ends of the earth.
那犹太人除了救恩, 他们自己不接受耶稣, 但也是要延伸到外邦去。
And for the Jews, once they accept Lord Jesus, this also extends to the Gentiles. So this is something worthy of our consideration.
外邦人同得恩典,
that as Gentiles, we can receive grace together. This is a lesson that continues.
我们在祷告, 因为我们现在快要领恩会,
and because now the spiritual convocation is coming up.
有时候我们要思考说, 要什么有办法, 就是说除了惯有的这种这样招摇, 这样的关切以外, 要如何打开局面。
We need to start thinking aside from the care and love that we show regularly, what other ways we can use
把消极变成积极,
to be more active in our messaging.
换句话说, 求神给我们正能量, 把它发挥出来。
And we ask Lord Jesus to give us this positive energy.
那神的恩典也应该分享给更多还没听到道理的人。
And that we may share the grace of God with even more people who have not heard the gospel.
所以我们为这个事情来祷告。
So let us pray for this matter.
那我们赞美神, 我们代求, 我们代祷, 也祈求。
So we praise God. We also bring intercessions and prayer to Him.
祷告。
Let us pray.
Oh,